you wouldn't think a red-footed tortoise, porcupine, boa constrictor, and other animals would be found in a science museum. But now through mid-March, more than 24 animals will be on display at the Museum of Science and Technology as part of a visiting exhibit called Nature Ninjas. WAER Scott Willis reports experts will have the animals out for casual visits and live shows.
President of the MOST, Lauren Cochin, says they weren't really planning on bringing in an exhibit this year so they could focus on renovations. But then the pandemic hit, and they realized they needed something new and exciting when they were able to reopen. She says Nature's Ninjas was one of the few low-touch, lower-risk exhibits available that fit their space and mission.
It really isn't like what you would necessarily see at a zoo because it's all based in the same theme of animal adaptation. So it's a lot of kids are going to be learning and not even knowing they're learning about genetics, about adaptation, about the environment that shapes those adaptations. So there's a lot of fun science that goes along with it. So the nice thing about our relationship with them is they fully staff this for us. So they will have somebody on hand anytime we're open, whether they're doing a live show in the IMAX or just hanging out with the animals here.
Cochin hopes the unique exhibit generates some excitement and boosts attendance, which she says has been rising slowly but steadily since they reopened in August. Meanwhile, she says they've adjusted their education programming to meet the new demand created by hybrid learning. Children ages 4 to 12 can be dropped off at the MOST during their remote learning days.
We will take care of their distance learning, their Google classrooms, all of that with them during the day. But then they also get not just child care, but science education child care. It's really a great opportunity to get your student off the dining room table for a day and doing their distance learning, but in a different environment.
There is a fee, and Cochin says they're nearly sold out. Summer camps were also full, which she says all helps to keep some revenue flowing.
Even in the absence of admissions revenue, we have this different programming revenue right now that started in July with those summer camps and has continued. It's not near what the normal admissions revenue would be, but it's certainly better than nothing, so we're very grateful for that.
Cochin says they're also grateful for donations from those who might have a refreshed understanding of science education. Still, she says they've had to reduce payroll by 30%, which includes furloughs and cuts in hours and wages. Cochin says they're slowly bringing staff back as the budget allows. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.